Well, today we're visiting with some of the tops of the class of 2014 at Exira EHK High School, and we have four young ladies to visit with, so let's get right after it. You are?
Kara Collins.
Kara, introduce us to your family.
My mom is Penny Getzinger, and my dad is Rusty Collins, and I have two brothers, Nathan and Dustin.
All right. Well, let's talk classes. What did you like?
I really enjoyed art and math and English.
Why those?
All the teachers are funny, and they make the classes interesting, and it's good to learn.
Okay. What about teachers? What teachers were your favorites?
Mrs. Tigerstrom is because she's really nice and she acts like our friend and our teacher at the same time. And Mr. Peterson is always a good teacher.
Okay. Everybody seems to mention him all the time. I don't know that he's a good teacher necessarily. I think he just likes to have a lot of fun with you guys. Isn't that kind of the way it goes?
Yeah.
Okay. No, he's probably a good teacher too, though.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk a little bit about extracurricular activities. What else have you done?
I've been in softball, golf, volleyball, chorus, band, tag, and leadership.
Do you have a favorite?
Probably golf, because our team has been doing pretty good over the past few years.
Okay. Did you set out when you started high school to be as involved in things as you could be?
Yeah, I kind of tried to.
And so you were successful?
Yep.
Okay. Well, let's talk about successful then. Are there any achievements or awards that you've been able to acquire here during the course of your high school career that you'll be really pleased about when you look back on what you've done?
I'm really glad that I was in the leadership club and also the tag program because that's the top five in our class.
Okay, excellent. Well, Kara, tell us about your future then. Where are you going this fall?
I'm going to the University of Iowa to study recreation and sport business.
Okay. Why did you choose Iowa?
I've always wanted to go there, and my brother went there too, and he really liked it.
Okay. And so why are you looking at this course of study?
I really enjoy sports, and I wanted to be in that industry.
So what do you see yourself doing down the road then?
I'd hope to work with a football team or a golf course, at a golf course.
Is this something you've always thought about?
Well, my brother majored in that too, and he really enjoys it, so.
Okay. It's fun to be around sports,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yep.
Okay. Well, give those eighth graders some advice too. What should they know before they get started in high school?
I would say to be involved as much as you can and to try to be nice to everyone.
All right. Good advice. Kara, again, thank you for your time here today, and good luck in your future.
Thank you.
All right. And who's next?
Emily Allen.
Okay. Emily, introduce us to your family.
My mom is Susan Ehrenholz, and my stepdad is Clark Ehrenholz. My brother is Aaron Allen. He's in seventh grade.
Okay. What about classes for you? What classwork did you enjoy?
I really like English because I like writing, and I liked the art classes I got to take with Mrs. Tigerstrom. I was in band, and I'd say I love taking that too.
Okay. Are those things that were always attractive to you, or did you kind of grow into those over time?
I grew into band because I didn't start until my sophomore year, but then I was first clarinet my junior year, so I was pretty happy with that. The rest, I just knew I liked them since I was younger, so.
Okay, so you're just saying, you're just a natural then, right?
Sure.
Yeah, right, whatever, okay. Talk a little bit about extracurricular activities, and what else have you been involved in?
I have two jobs. I work at Fajan Lumber as a clerk, and I work at EcoLane USA. And I'll get the silver cord at graduation for having over 75 volunteer hours in the past 3 years. I'm in leadership, tag, National Honor Society, band, and I was in chorus my freshman year. And I'd have to say my favorite activity is leadership because I get to volunteer doing different things.
Okay. And you sleep, what, like an hour a night then?
No, I try to get as much sleep as I can.
I don't know how. You seem to be always busy. Is that something you wanted to do, is stay as busy as you could?
No, my freshman year I was just in chorus, and I was in FFA a little bit, helping them with performance for the FFA competitions. Mm-hmm. But then I just gradually started to have more and more as I went on in my high school years.
Okay. Well, it's fun. You might as well do lots of it then, right?
Yeah, it was really fun.
All right. Very good. Well, what about teachers? Do you have any favorites that you'll be thinking about years from now?
Mr. Peterson, both of them, and Mrs. Tigerstrom and Mrs. Dixon.
Okay. Why those?
Mrs. Dixon is really good to talk to. She'll give you advice, and she'll just always be truthful. And Mrs. Tigerstrom is kind of more our age because she just got out of college a few years ago. And Mr. Petersons, because they're really fun to have as a teacher. So
just because. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, talk about your future then. Where are you heading this fall?
I'm going to Iowa State as an open option major, and I'm looking at communications because I'm good at communicating with people, but I'm not sure what I want to do yet, so I'd like to explore that.
Okay. Why'd you choose Iowa State?
I liked the grounds, and I liked the people there, and I thought it would be a good place to go since I don't really know what I want to do yet.
Okay. Still trying to find yourself. Are you going to do any of those extracurricular activities that you worked on in high school? Do you think you'll take any of that forward to college?
I'm definitely going to try and volunteer so that I can show that I have leadership skills and I need to get a job down there. So,
Okay. Money's always good. Talk a little bit about those eighth graders then. What advice would you want to give them as they get ready to start high school?
I'd say do be involved, but don't run yourself ragged. You can still be a kid while you're in high school, but Yeah, just enjoy it.
Buckle down and have fun at the same time. Very good. Well, thank you very much, Emily, for your time here today, and good luck in your future.
Thank you.
All right. And who is next?
Katie Peterson.
Okay. Katie, introduce us to your family.
My parents are Pat and Mary Peterson, and I have two brothers, Derek and Zane.
All right. Who's your favorite?
Neither.
Okay. Depends on the day. Talk about classwork. What did you enjoy?
I really like art and math.
Okay. Are those things that come easy for you, or do you have to work hard at them?
They're pretty easy for me.
Okay. Well, let's talk teachers then. What teachers have you enjoyed the most?
I love Mrs. Tigerstrom and Mr. Newton and Mr. Peterson a lot.
Okay. Why them?
Mr. Newton and Mr. Peterson are just really fun and make you laugh all the time. And like the previous two said, Mrs. Tigerstrom is more our age, and she can just be like your friend.
Okay. Well, then let's talk a little bit about your extracurricular activities. What else has kept you busy?
I work part-time at the grocery store in Audubon. I have been involved in 4-H, tag, leadership, as in band freshman year, basketball, track, volleyball, National Honor Society. I think that's it.
Would it have been easier for me to ask you what you didn't join when you were in high school? Did you want to be busy? Did you set out to do a lot of things?
Yeah, I wanted to volunteer my time and meet new people, and it's just fun to be involved with everything.
Okay. Do you have a favorite among those things?
I really like 4-H. It's fun, and you get to meet new people and do fun activities, and you can volunteer in 4-H, too.
Okay, very good. Well, let's talk a little bit about your future, then. Where are you going to be this fall?
I am going to the University of Iowa to study speech-language pathology.
Okay. Why did you choose Iowa?
It is the number one school in the country for the major that I'm going for.
Okay, and what do you want to do with that?
I want to open my own practice and be a speech-language pathologist and move back to a small community to help people.
Okay. What turned you on to that field?
My aunt mentioned it, and the place in Guthrie has a really good speech pathologist that has mentioned that she went to Iowa and she really loved it, so I'm excited to get started.
Okay. Give that a try then, too. Do you have any accomplishments, achievements in high school that you're going to be most proud of when you look back?
I've been the vice president for the Leadership Club my senior year. And I've been involved with National Honor Society and TAG, which is really good programs that can make it look good on a resume, too.
Do you like taking leadership roles?
I love being a leader, and it's just fun to help people out, and you can teach people new things that they don't know what to do.
Okay. Well, leaders give advice, so give those eighth graders some advice.
High school is not as bad as people make it out to be. It's fun. Just make sure you have fun, and don't worry about too much.
Katie, thank you very much, and best of luck to you in your future.
Thank you.
All right, and next we have?
Sierra Rold.
Okay, and Sierra, introduce us to your family.
My parents are Brett and Rose Rold, and they have three brothers.
Okay, very good. And they're all great guys, and they wonderful people. They help you all the time.
Right.
Well, that was a ringing endorsement, wasn't it? Talk a little bit about classwork. What'd you enjoy?
I really like math. I don't know. I pretty much like every class except science. I'm not a science fan.
Well, that's kind of a cop-out. I really like every class. Do you have a favorite among all those?
Math, definitely. Yeah.
Does it come easy for you?
Yeah.
Do you still have to work hard at it, though?
I guess.
Sometimes, once in a while. If my teachers are listening, yes, definitely. Talk a little bit about extracurricular activities. What else have you been involved in?
I work at Vagin Lumber. I'm in 4-H, FFA, Leadership Club, TAG, National Honor Society, and football and basketball cheerleading.
You guys are all so busy. It's almost like you have to have a list of all the things that you are involved in. How do you keep everything in order? How do you keep your life organized?
I don't know.
It just happens some days. Did you set out to be as busy and as active as you could be?
Yeah, I want to be involved in a lot of stuff for scholarships and stuff to just say that I got a little bit of experience and everything.
Okay. What about teachers? Who are some of your favorites? Who will you still be talking about later in years when you meet up with some of your old classmates?
Definitely Mr. Slicer. He was our math teacher when we went to school in Exira. And Mrs. Watson.
Why those teachers? What's special about them?
They just made everything fun, and they're just good role models and good mentors for students.
Okay. Well, what's in your future then? Where do you head this fall?
I am going to DMAC for a couple years and going to try out accounting. And then hopefully after a couple years I'll transfer somewhere. I don't really know yet, but...
Okay. Why'd you choose DMAC?
Because I wanted to save some money before I went to university because I'm not quite sure what I want to do. Just, yeah.
Okay. But accounting for now, then why did you choose to pursue that?
Well, like I said, I really like math, and I'm in an accounting class right now, and I really enjoy it, so hopefully it'll work out.
Well, and you can probably use that experience in just about anything that you choose mm-hmm. to do later on, too. Well, give those eighth graders some advice, then. What should they know before they get started with high school?
I would say to be involved and enjoy it because it goes really fast.
Yeah, it sure does. Well, and it has for you and your classmates here, too. Well, Sierra, thank you so much for your time and continued success to you.
Thank you.
All right. Those are some of the tops of the class of 2014 at Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton High School.